Some time ago, I did an episode in which I talked about a book that I loved, but more importantly, that had a certain influence on me as a transition from a teenager to a young woman. Today, I'm going to talk about another book, the one that I consider to be the one that has influenced me the most in my adult life and has shaped my perspective on life. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger, and the passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. This episode is a small tribute to a philosopher who left us on November the 14th, 1831. That is 193 years ago. Let me introduce today's protagonist, Phenomenology of Spirit by Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel. Now, before I go into more detail about this book, I would like to say those of you who might think that this episode will be full of complexities and philosophical aspects, that I will try my best to make it as simple and understandable as possible. I am aware that the subject matter of this book is probably not very popular, but I really want to show it to you and explain a little bit about its contents and maybe make some of you curious enough to decide to give this book a chance. Without further ado, let's get started. The Phenomenology shows the knowledge in its becoming. That is, the author wants the reader to see as if they were theatrical scenes, or, more in keeping with our times, scenes from a film. The various stages of dialectical self-development through which the spirit passes in history. That is, the path that the spirit takes until it becomes either pure knowledge or absolute spirit. At each step of this path, different fundamental stages are reached, such as consciousness, self-consciousness, observing, and active reason. And even the spirit is included in its ethical, cultured, moral, and religious forms, in order to later reach the absolute spirit or pure knowledge. But what is spirit? The German translation of the word spirit is Geist, which means is living thought. Thought, understood as the force of the universe, is life itself in its generative origin, which is then simplified to include both humanity and nature. Hegel's purpose in writing this book is to show the reader the path that the spirit has followed in order to return to itself. The time in which he lived was a time of great changes in Europe. Just to mention one very important event of his time, we have the French Revolution, which took place in 1789 and woke up people in France, and not only. It was also the time of great cultural changes. It was the period of a transition from the Enlightenment to Romanticism. In short, the whole of Europe was divided in every way, morally, physically, religiously, etc. Based on what I have just mentioned, we can say that, according to Hegel, the spirit is life itself, and understand why he chose to write this book of reconciliation. Using the movie analogy, I would describe this book as if Hegel had staged a movie and asked us, the audience, to relive the scenes of the movie and read the book again, and this time truly enter into it. When we are so absorbed in the scenes that the book offers us, it is then when the understanding comes from our inner self, and such understanding that comes from the deepest part of our being is what we call experience. Personally, I would define this book as a novelized account of a speculative journey through which, according to Hegel, one could pass from ignorance to total truth, also called absolute knowledge. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail, and if you are interested in learning a little more about them, you will find a link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next time. Bye!